I recall the Jacques matters better.
I do.
But I do recall the Fall case. The Jacques case, of course, was the one in which this lawyer, whom I knew when I was a trial judge, because he'd been in my courtroom, had been accused of openly soliciting business. And I was interested in the case because one of the last cases I tried as a trial judge was the tragic Port Huron tunnel explosion case. It was, in a kind of a perverse way, it was probably the high point of my trial judiciary career. It was a case that was tried for about 16 weeks before a jury in the Wayne Circuit Court. There were about 12 lawyers at the table, three for the plaintiffs and about nine for the various defendants. Absolutely the cream of the trial bar in southeastern Michigan, the best and the brightest trial lawyers. Very complex case. There were about 22 death cases joined for trial. Deaths occurred because of a methane gas explosion in the tunnel, which was being built in Lake Huron to provide water for all of southeastern Michigan. A rich experience. The case was settled after about 16 weeks for millions and millions of dollars. I then went to the Supreme Court, and a couple of years, what occurs? But there's this charge made against a lawyer for having gone up to Port Huron through an intermediary and solicited widows to give him the case to bring against all the defendants for their husband's death. Whether the charge was valid or not is for others to say, but the case finally came to the Supreme Court, in which Mr. Jacques, having been found by the administrative process to be guilty of misconduct, was entitled to have his hearing in our court. It was argued, and it was assigned to me in the blind draw. As I said earlier, cases always are. So I wrote the opinion to unhorse him from the practice of law, which I thought the law required that we do, because advertising was forbidden by the canons of professional responsibility. So I wrote the opinion for the court. Away it went, and as you said, within a couple of weeks, the United States Supreme Court decided that the commercial speech clause of the First Amendment, or component of the First Amendment, made it unconstitutional for the states to forbid lawyers to advertise. So Mr. Jacques was back before us and said to us, so there, as it were, which he was entitled to say. So we heard the case on rehearing, and we had a rule that if a case were to be reheard, we would not use the blind draw system to assign it to a justice. We would give the justice who wrote the opinion the first time the opportunity to write again. And for that reason, they said to me, well, I remember Soapy saying, well, you unhorsed him. Would you like to horse him again? So I wrote the opinion, the eating crow, that said, I think I wrote it anyway, that said that
you did.
The law has changed, and what was formerly a professional sin is no more, and away we go. The Falk case was a case brought by Alan Falk, a commissioner of the Michigan Court of Appeals, in which he challenged on federal constitutional grounds the expenditure of portions of the dues lawyers paid for membership in the State Bar of Michigan. Membership in the State Bar of Michigan is compulsory under a state statute. All of us have to belong. We all have to pay dues. And Alan Falk brought a lawsuit asserting that some part of the dues, at least, were paid for political activity he didn't agree with. I recall at the conference table, Charles Levin, who I'm proud to keep as a dear friend even to this moment, who's Jewish, who has a rich sense of humor. We were discussing the case around the table, and he said that he had views about various aspects of the case. And somebody said, well, Chuck, what do you think about this allegation that Mr. Falk makes that his First Amendment freedom of religion privileges have been invaded? And Chuck got a knowing smile on his face, and he said he knew what we were talking about. And he said, you are referring to Mr. Falk's allegation that there are social gatherings held by the commissioners of the State Bar of Michigan at which the justices are sometimes present, social affairs, at which pork and shellfish, food forbidden to Orthodox Jews, as I understand it, is served, having been purchased in part by dues paid by Mr. Falk and others of the Jewish faith who would be expected to object if they wished. And Chuck said that he'd prefer not to write that part of the opinion if it were all right with everybody when it was all over, which he was kidding, of course, but showed the goodwill around the table. But it also illustrated that Falk was making an argument that had much broader appeal than at first we thought. I forgot who wrote the opinion. I didn't write it. I wrote a dissent.